A lot of people, including me, have had some wicked fun with the Blagoya Gate scandal in recent weeks. But speaking as a Chicagoan, this notion that people in Illinois actually enjoy political corruption is a vicious stereotype. Illinois is the heartland. It's the most American of states. When I was a boy growing up in Chicago, we had a roadside stand in front of my beloved alma mater, Al Capone Junior High School, named for an esteemed local philanthropist. We sold lemonade, chocolate chip cookies, zoning permits, and seats on the Chicago City Council. All those snide jokes you hear on these late-night comedy shows done out of New York, I think I sense a little envy. The governor of New York got arrested for buying companionship. The governor of Illinois gets arrested for trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat. Really now, which governor shows more can-do attitude? The governor of Illinois doesn't need to buy companionship. The FBI has him under surveillance 24 hours a day. New Yorkers like to think of themselves as cosmopolitan, sophisticated. Someone who wants to be senator from New York knows they have to have the highest possible qualifications and experience, like editing an anthology of children's poetry. I mean, no one in New York could ever buy a Senate seat with just their name, wealth, or connections, could they? Now, take Illinois former Governor George Ryan. There's a man of convictions, 18 to be exact, for racketeering and fraud. When he was in office, Governor Ryan declared a moratorium on the death penalty, saying it was a just and moral thing to do. It was also farsighted. By the time he got to prison, Governor Ryan had already made friends. Now, I hope no one thinks I'm mocking my home state. We've just had an election that's been historic and important to millions of people, and I don't mind saying that I'm proud that the name of Illinois is now uttered with respect and affection around the world. I truly believe that people who learn politics in my home state have gone to the best possible and practical Academy of Fine Political Arts. And I think Chicago is a place of singular ingenuity, diversity, and character, with the best music, food, and most laughs of any place on earth. So if you thought I was making fun of my home state, as Governor Blagojevich might put it, pardon me. Please, bleeping pardon me. In Illinois, we don't dismiss governors selling favors or public officials getting tailored for prison jumpsuits with a single, tired, overworked cliché like corruption. In our little village of Chicago, we call it something else.
Tradition! 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 Tradition!
The original cast of Fiddler on the Roof. By the way, come to our website. You can see our weekly vlog with our friend Juan Williams. This is NPR News.